This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The jury will hear opening statements today in Hunter Biden's gun trial. The AP's Michael Kunzelman.
Starting at 9 o'clock, they will hear the opening statements from attorneys in the case. The first witness is expected to be an FBI agent who investigated the case. So Hunter Biden is charged with three felony counts related to the purchase of a gun in 2018. Two of them are for false statements that he allegedly made in applying for the gun when he said that he was not an addict, when in fact, I think he's admitted as much in his memoir, and the government alleges that he was an addict at the time he made that gun purchase and lied about it. Well, the trial's expected to last at least for the week.
It's going to be brutally hot this week in parts of the nation. The AP's Donna Warder tracking the heat.
It's the first heat wave of the season, and National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says California, Arizona, and Nevada will be getting the worst of it.
It really starts picking up today, but then really peaks in that Wednesday to Friday time frame across the West. And we're looking at high temperatures, you know, well in the 90s and 100s, well above average for the time of year.
On Monday, the high in Phoenix already was 103 degrees Fahrenheit and 105 degrees in Needles, California. But Chouinard says there will be some relief in a few days. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. is urging the U.N. Security Council to support President Biden's plan that calls for ending the war in Gaza, freeing the hostages, and getting massive aid into Gaza. Would you buy an electric vehicle? A new AP poll finds that about 4 in 10 adults say they would be at least somewhat likely to buy an EV the next time they buy a car. 46% say they're not too likely to buy one, or not at all likely to buy one. Have you been keeping an eye on gas prices? They're going down. Gas is about $3.52 a gallon this morning, about 6 cents cheaper than a week ago, says the AAA. This is AP News. A spacecraft from China is on its way back from the moon.
The China National Space Administration says its Chang'e 6 probe has lifted off from the far side of the moon. It touched down Sunday in the South Pole Aiken Basin, an impact crater created more than 4 billion years ago, 8 miles deep with a diameter of 1,500 miles. China's Xinhua News Agency describes it as the oldest and largest of such craters and says it may provide the earliest information about the moon, possibly from materials ejected from deep below the surface as a result of the huge impact. Chang'e 6 collected rock and soil samples and is headed back with them. The reentry capsule is due to return to Earth in the deserts of China's Inner Mongolia in about 3 weeks. Missions to the moon's far side are more difficult because it doesn't face the Earth, and communications require a relay satellite. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.